Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. My, it's good to be back here in Fairbanks after a trip into Canada. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, from the University of Alaska Fairbanks Mining Extension, and I want you to know that this is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. I'll be with you here on KFAR 660 on your radio dial each Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., where we can discuss the entire spectrum of mining in Alaska, from the fascinating and colorful history of the major and minor gold rushes to the most recent gold prospecting and mining techniques. Also, we will have special guests to discuss different mining-related topics. Most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have questions or care to make a comment on mining in Alaska, or maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences. The number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. Good afternoon, folks. My guest today is Janet Cowgill, who's going to be here in the studio with us in just a few minutes. But while Janet is getting ready, I got a few announcements that I'd like to make, and perhaps we'll have a little contest. And you all know, of course, that I have several sponsors who support this program. One is, of course, Hector's Welding, the other Oxford Assaying Refining, B&L Pond, and, of course, Gabe's Truck and Auto. All support this program, and as I pointed out last week rather clearly, I believe, that if you folks out there would like to win prizes in the form of silver ingots and silver bars and such as that, that perhaps you should know these four sponsors well. Not only know who they are, you want to know where they are, and you want to know a whole lot about what they do. And today we have a contest for you. And what we'd like to do before we jump into the contest is we'd like to tell you what the prices of gold, silver, and platinum are for today. Gold is selling at $419, silver at $6.41, and platinum at a whopping $580. And now, for all of those people out there that would like to win a new 1988 Silver Eagle, a 1 ounce Silver Eagle from Oxford Assaying and Refining, get ready to give me the answer to the question. And I want you to know that the number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. And I want to know who the sponsor is, where the sponsor is located, and I want to know a whole lot about what that sponsor does. And now, I'm going to give you that sponsor's phone number. And I will take, let's see, I shouldn't just take the first person that calls. I'll take the third person that calls. And see, let's make this attractive to everybody. Alaskan prospectors said they were willing to give away a little piece of Alaskan placer gold to people who participated in the contest. So the first two people that call me, they will automatically win a free piece of placer gold from Alaskan Prospectors located at 504 College Road. And they have new hours now, winter hours. They are open on Mondays, they are open on Fridays, and they are open on Saturdays. So if you will go in on any one of those 3 days, and I will submit your name to them and tell them who you are, they will give you a piece of placer gold for participating in the contest here on Alaska Gold Trails. So, the phone number of the sponsor is 456-6156. And I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that the phone lines are all lit up. Hello, you're caller number one. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you will go to Alaskan Prospectors and pick up a piece of placer gold. Okay?
What
is your name?
Charlotte. Charlotte? Okay.
I will let them know.
Thank you.
That you're on your way.
Okay.
Hi, you're caller number two, and can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
And I'll take your name, and then you can pop over to Alaskan Prospectors and pick up a free piece of placer gold.
Ben Stewart.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call, Dan.
It's Ben.
Ben? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Ben Stewart. Thank you. Are you ready to go to work?
Ready.
Okay. Who is at 456-6156?
Who is at 456-6156?
Yes.
Alaska Prospectors.
No.
Oh.
Sorry, partner.
That's all right.
We'll try caller number four. Caller number four gave up. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air. Do you have an answer for our question, who our mystery sponsor is today?
Gabe's Truck and Auto.
Gabe's Truck and Auto. And do you know where they're located?
On Van Horn Road.
On Van Horn Road. And what do they do over at Gabe's Truck and Auto?
They fix trucks and sell various parts.
Keep going. You're doing swell.
And wash trucks and steam clean the interiors.
Do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
And you don't have anything else. Did you know that they have rebuilt engines with a 12-month warranty?
No, I didn't know about the warranties.
You didn't know that? Did you know that they were the company in town that originated the no pass, no pay policy on the IM inspection?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know that they had three wreckers available for speedy work in case you run into trouble and have to have a tow truck very fast?
Well, I knew they had a wrecker, but I didn't know how many.
And did you know that their phone number is 456-6156? You
yes.
Must have.
Yes.
And where are they again?
On Van Horn Road.
On Van Horn Road. You know what you have done?
I won a Silver Eagle.
That's exactly correct. You won
great.
A 1988 Silver Eagle from Oxford Assaying and Refining, and you know who they are?
Yes, I do.
Do you know where they're at?
Well, no, I don't.
You don't? Well, they are at 208 Wendell Street.
Okay.
Do you know what they have a byline that they go by? There are precious metals people.
Oh.
Keep that in mind for a future contest.
Okay.
It might work out. Okay, and what's your name?
Deborah Ryan.
Deborah. Deborah, tell you what. You stop up here at Washington Plaza at the KFAR studio. I will leave the certificate at the front desk. Tell them who you are and what you've won and on what program you won it. What is this program, by the way, Deborah?
Well, I don't know. I've listened to it a couple of times when you've had miners on and you interview them, folks around Fairbanks. I don't know the name of it.
It's called Alaska Gold Trails.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what I read here on the list. That's next up. So, anyway, Deborah, thanks for calling. Thanks for playing our contest. And stop up here, get your certificate, pop over there to Oxford Assaying, and pick up your 1988 Silver Eagle. And remember that Oxford Assaying is your precious metals people, okay?
Thanks, that was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And there it is. A little bit more about Oxford Assaying and Refining. You know, they do a lot of things over at Oxford. They not only do they buy the miners' gold, but they also sell gold. They sell gold nuggets. They sell gold coins. They sell silver coins of a variety of characters. Gold coins from around the world as well, including the maple leaf, the very famous maple leaf from Canada, which I understand, and I have just returned from Canada. The maple leaf, by the way, is recognized as legal tender in Canada. So with that in mind, we'd like to also point out that it's very nice to sometimes go over there and select one of the nuggets from Oxford Assaying and Refining, and one that would just be a special gift for that someone special, and perhaps take it down to a jewelry store and have it fixed to a chain or something of that nature as a precious gift for your someone special. And, of course, we know that Oxford Assaying and Refining is located at 208 Wendell Street, and that their phone number is 452-7858, and that is the number of their hotline, and their regular phone number is 456-3967. That's 456-3967. And by the way, you should stay in tune with that hotline, because that could be the source of a lot of valuable prizes coming your way from Alaska Gold Trails. And I've got a couple of announcements before we talk to Janet, who is just now getting seated into her position here as my guest this afternoon. I want to tell you a little bit about what's coming up in the area of mining and mining education. There's a placer evaluation workshop. It's a 1 day and three evenings workshop that's going to occur at the University of Alaska through the University of Alaska Mining Extension Program. It's going to start on Saturday, November 26th. It'll be an all-day program, 9 to 12 a.m., from 12 a.m. to 1:30, of course, we're going to take a break for lunch, and from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., we're going to get back into that placer mining workshop. And then on Monday through Wednesday, that's November 28th, 29th, and 30th, in the evening from 7 to 10 p.m., we're going to delve into the mystery of how to actually evaluate some of those placer mining deposits and how to become rich and famous, as I've said often, to make poor people rich and rich people richer. And just let me give you a little bit of information here. This particular workshop is designed to provide all those who are interested in placer mining with a systematic approach to the prospecting, exploration, and evaluation of a placer property. The program will be presented by a number of well-known specialists. Among them are Dr. Ernest Wolf, Douglas Culp, and Milt Wiltsey, and I'll pop in and out of there occasionally to give a little bit of information. So with that in mind, you might want to also file away another bit of information. To register for this, of course, and gain more information about it, you can call me, Jim Madonna, at 474-7702 at my university office, or if you have difficulty getting through to me there, you can call at 456-2569, and we'll answer your questions. There's another little item associated with that you might like to know about, and that's the fact that you can also register for this class at Oxford Assaying and Refining, and we just talked about their location, and that on Wendell Street. And what Oxford Assaying and Refining is going to do is that the first woman that comes up and registers for this class, which there is a $35 fee, including the books, they will pay the fee for the first woman that comes up and registers. And so that everything is fair, they will also pay the fee for the first male that comes up and registers. So keep that in mind. You know where Oxford is located. They're at 208 Wendell Street. There's a chance for you to get free tuition into this placer evaluation workshop if you hustle. There's a couple of other announcements, and I'd like to point out that I have just recently been down to an international conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And while down there, I came across some very interesting information. And this was supported during conversations with my colleagues at the University of Alaska. And that was that the enrollment in the mining engineering programs throughout the nation, and not only in the United States, but in Canada as well, is at an all-time low. And as a result, there's not enough mining engineering graduates to replace the retiring personnel, let alone fill the vacancies that are opening up so rapidly in this very rapidly expanding industry. And so for some of those people out there that are interested in mining and in mineral engineering, this is a golden opportunity. Perhaps in 3 years, we're going to see a drastic need for mining engineers and geological engineers. The money is good, and when I say the money is good, I'm talking about dollars in above $50,000 a year and in high-level positions. These positions will become available in a couple of years, according to the authorities in the educational system. And so if you're interested in mining engineering and geological engineering, and you want more information on how to go about joining this educational system, I would suggest that you call Dr. Robert Speck, who is the head of the Department of Mining and Geological Engineering at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, here in Fairbanks, Alaska. And his number, for your information, is 474-6881. Keep in mind now, this is the time to move on this kind of educational thing. And in addition to that, you might also want to keep in mind that there are many, many scholarships available. And in addition to the mining engineering program there at the University of Alaska, we also have a rapidly growing petroleum engineering program. And if there's anyone at all interested in a professional position in Alaska, or around the world for that matter, in petroleum as a petroleum engineer, the university has an excellent opportunity. And jobs are plentiful, and the starting salaries, once again, they're way up above $50,000 a year. And that's starting. And so you can go anywhere from there, depending on your abilities. And I'd like to point out that at the University of Alaska, they're currently looking for 10 or 15 new students. And those new students have a very desirable position, in that they will be permitted to apply for scholarships of up to $1,500 a year, which are available at this time. And also, I'd like to point out that those students who have a B or better grades will also be awarded scholarships. And in addition, the University of Alaska has a facility whereby that they will be channeled through into summer jobs within the petroleum industry. And that is if they are, of course, sophomores and junior level students. So there's a lot of opportunities going on there, both in geological and mineral engineering, and also the petroleum engineering. I'd like to point out that if you're interested in petroleum engineering and the big money associated with either petroleum or geological engineering, you might want to contact Russ Osterman, who is the head of the petroleum department there. His number is 474-7734. And I'll tell you, you can't go wrong. It's a good place to start. And we'll be right here with Janet Cowgill in just a few moments.
By now, you've probably heard of University Resume Service Alaska. Hi, I'm Phil Deischer, owner of University Resume. University Resume Service has been producing custom resumes in Fairbanks for 8 years. We are a professional writing business, and we have helped literally hundreds of people from every trade and profession sell themselves on paper. Professional writing is more than just typing. Indeed, professional writing is a unique skill, the way every profession is unique. Professional writing applied to your resume can give you the edge in landing the interview, which could lead to the job you want. A resume, which has numerous uses, usually takes about 2 hours to write. No more struggling over how to sell yourself on paper. In 2 hours or less, University Resume can have you armed with a custom resume and seeking the job you need for the career you want. For any kind of career writing, from resumes to loan applications, federal form SF-171 federal and state applications, call University Resume Service Alaska at 479-5747. For all types of professional writing, we're in the yellow pages under resumes.
A homemade Christmas is the best kind. Visions of stockings hung, trees decorated, and tables spread come to mind. Cherry Tree Fabrics in Washington Plaza Mall has fabrics, patterns, crafts, and ideas to help you make those visions a reality. Just a stop at Cherry Tree Fabrics can open a whole new world to you. So make it Cherry Tree Fabrics in Washington Plaza for that special Christmas project this year. Cherry Tree Fabrics opens 7 days a week.
I'm here this afternoon with Janet Cowgill. Janet, welcome to Alaska Gold Trails, and thank you so much for joining me here.
Thank you. I don't think I had a choice, did I?
No, you didn't have a choice. I kind of roped you into this. Janet, just so that all the folks out there know what your background is, where were you born?
I was born in Tennessee.
Is that all? Where in Tennessee?
Harrogate.
Harrogate.
It's a little university town. Actually, I wasn't in town. I was born and raised way back in the country.
What do you mean, way back in the country? Were you a farm girl, or what?
Oh, yes, back in on the farms, so far back that you smell like cordwood when you got out.
Well, Janet, tell me something. If you're that far back, how did you go to school? Did they teach you at home, or did they have
school near? No, we had a one-room school that we had to walk a little over a mile to, morning and night, of course. And then after I entered high school, we had to go 5 miles, and they were trying to get a school built back in the ridges. And the teacher would come and pick us up and take us to school for the first a year, and then after that we had a school bus.
A school bus. So what year were you born? Can I ask that question and get away with it, or is that
some well,
classified
we'll say 21. That's my
you're
age.
You're 21. I see. So the school bus at that time must have been a rather... It was modern at the time, right?
Oh, yes. It was a new school bus, and it was modern at the time. I don't know what it looked like today.
Collector's item. Oh,
sorry.
Excuse me.
Yes.
When did you leave Tennessee?
1938.
Well, and that's a memorable year.
I left and went to Detroit, and my brother lived there then.
And what did you do in Detroit?
I think I know what
you did in Detroit.
I worked there, but I was also married
uh-huh.
the first time in Detroit.
And what did you do when you worked there in Detroit?
I worked for... on the B-29 wing.
Were you a Rosie?
Yeah, I was Rosie the Riveter, except they called me Honey Child all the time because I called everybody Honey.
You called everybody Honey, huh? A Rosie the Riveter.
Right.
I've never met a Rosie the Riveter before.
Yeah, I worked for Hudson Motor Company.
Was that a fun job?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. That was really...
Honey Child.
Yeah,
it was really nice. You remind me of a Honey Child. Tell me, what'd you do? Well, how long did you work as Rosie the Riveter?
Oh, a couple years, I think.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
Uh-huh.
About a year and a half.
What'd you do after that then, Janet?
Well, I had a baby.
Well, that's interesting. You had a baby.
Yeah.
You have a boy baby or a girl?
I had a girl.
You had a girl baby.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And she lives here in Fairbanks now.
Uh-huh. And did you just become a housewife, or did you dabble?
For a while, yes.
And then following that period of time, what did you do?
Well, we moved down to Kentucky, and we went into the restaurant business. I owned two restaurants, and then I sold one to my brother, and I kept half and another one, and then I moved back to Detroit, and my husband and I were broken up at the time, and so I opened up another restaurant. I stayed there 2 years, and then I came back to Kentucky and stayed in Kentucky. My father had cancer, and he passed away,
mm-hmm.
and then I came to Alaska.
Well, what'd you come to Alaska for?
To meet you.
Oh, well, you little devil. With that, I think I'll stop here and listen to some of this.
Right now, with the purchase of a large pizza from Pizza Plus, you'll get...
G'day, mate.
Pardon me?
G'day.
Move aside, son. I'm trying to do this commercial here uninterrupted. With the purchase of a large pizza from Pizza Plus, you get 4 cans of Koala Springs natural mineral water and pure
uh-huh.
fruit juice.
Excuse me, mate. I'll take it from here.
What?
You get your choice of 4 flavors, including apple and black currant, orange and mango, orange and passion fruit, or lemon and lime, limey.
Who's a limey?
It's a $5 value, mate. It's free with your purchase of a large pizza from Pizza Plus.
Did you call me a limey?
Now, the offer's good for a limited time at Pizza Plus at 3rd and Eagle. So call them 456-PLUS. That's 456-PLUS, Bunky.
Bunky?
G'day.
What's this g'day stuff?
G'day.
Now, cut that out.
Here, use my knife.
Hey, get that thing out of here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Who is this? Who am I speaking to?
This is Killer over at B&L.
Killer at B&L? What are you doing over there, Killer?
I'm working.
You're working. Where's B&L?
That's at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
Hey, you know, I heard you're getting famous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you take pictures of Mount McKinley, don't you?
You bet.
They appear in public places, don't they?
They sure do.
Where's that public place?
The back cover of the telephone book.
The back cover of the telephone book. Mm-hmm. Beautiful ad. I love that ad.
Yeah, that's a nice ad.
I heard, you know what I heard?
No.
I heard that if the people will bring that telephone book in, you'll autograph it for them.
I would do that, yes.
You would do that?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what do you got? Where are you located?
We're right on the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
And what's your phone number?
Our phone number is 452-6491.
And what's there?
B&L is a pawn shop and custom jewelry.
And when you speak about pawn shop, does that mean that you help people out when they're in need of a little quick cash?
We sure try to.
I know some miners that brought some things in there and left them for a time, and then to get a grub stake to go out into the field and do a little mining, then came back and paid off in gold. Is that correct?
Yes, that happens.
That happens, huh? Uh-huh. Hey, what kind of custom jewelry do you have over there?
Oh, we have all kinds. We have rings, watches, earrings, necklaces, just about any kind of jewelry they'd want.
Somebody told me one time that the chandelier wasn't for sale, but if I talked to Killer and I talked to her very nice, that she might even sell the chandelier. Is that correct?
Well, you'd have to talk pretty nice.
I see. You're in love with that chandelier.
You bet.
But you've got everything over there, don't you?
Yeah, we got just about everything anybody wants.
Well, look, maybe we ought to tell the audience that if they want everything from snowshoes to diamond rings, they ought to stop over at B&L Pawn. You got cameras? Stereos?
We've got cameras, stereos, TVs, VCRs, color TVs.
Guns?
Guns, tools, just about anything they need.
Musical instruments?
You bet, a lot of them. A
lot of them. Hey, Killer, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell all my listening audience that if they stop over there and visit with you at 605 Gaffney, that you'll sweeten the deal for them. Is that right?
That's right. We sure will.
Okay, kid. Nice talking to you.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye. But baby,
the rain, the roof, and Miller Genuine Draft Beer bring you yet another great act. Wednesday, November 16th, the Roof and Miller Genuine Draft Beer proudly present Glenn Yarbrough for two performances at 8 and 10 p.m. Glenn Yarbrough, the greatest ballad-singing tenor of our time. In Fairbanks, November 16th. Tickets, $12 at Alaska Lanes, Hoyt's Music, Wood Center on the University of Alaska campus, and Petro Star North Pole. $15 at the door. Don't miss Glenn Yarbrough live at the Roof. Where else? If your water could talk, would it sound like this?
You like that soap scum I left in the shower?
Sounds like you got hard water, which dries your skin and
makes soap stick to your hair.
You should call the Culligan man and get a Culligan water softener.
All my hard work down the drain.
Call your Culligan man and take care with Culligan. Call Culligan today. Call 474-0272. That's 474-0272.
I'd like to remind the listening audience that this is Alaska Gold Trails, KFAR Radio, 660 on your radio dial. It is now 1:36, and we're here in the studio with Janet Cowgill. And if you have a question for Janet or like to chat with her for a few minutes, just give us a call. And Janet, now that we know why you came to Alaska, tell us a little bit about some of the first activity. You worked in the restaurant business here when you first came, did you? Is that correct?
Yes. I first worked at a Rails Cafe, and I worked for Boots Newland had a little Gaffney lunch out at the Johnson Dunkel building, and I ran that for a little while for him. And then what? I forgot what I did after that.
Honey, if you don't know what you did, I'm afraid I'm at a loss for words.
But I also have, I worked at the Model also.
At the Model?
At the Model Cafe. And
did you work there when Mary Hansen worked?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was on the show last year. We had an interesting chat. She was quite a lady and had done a lot of outdoor activities.
Oh yeah, she's knows a lot of
history.
A lot of history of Alaska, I'm sure of that.
And how long did you work at the Model?
Oh, between Arels and the Model, I worked about 2 years, and then Bob and I got married.
Bob, oh, that dashing,
that's
daring
Bob.
Devil across the street.
Oh yes, yes,
yep.
That's Bob, your neighbor.
Yes.
And then we left here in 50 and moved down to Anchorage till 52, and then we came back.
Uh-huh.
And we've lived here ever since.
Well, you've been pretty active in civic-type activities here in the area, and you belong to a number of clubs and so forth. in the state of Alaska. You also belong to the Pioneers, don't you?
Right.
Now. And so you married Bob in 1950.
Right.
And you'd come to Alaska. You had a daughter. Her name was what, Pat?
Pat.
Uh-huh. And you had a son?
Yes, Bob and I have a son, Bob, and he's the first officer with American Airlines.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The pilot type.
Yes, and he loves it. He's in Washington, D.C.
Some of the activities that you entered into when you came to Alaska that were more or less, I don't know, kind of colorful activities. You think about stewardesses on airplanes today, and you think about, you know, rolling carts up and down aisles and serving Coca-Colas and sandwiches and hot dinners and things of that nature. You were a stewardess, weren't you?
Oh, Golden North was an unskid, and they traveled to Seattle, and I used to play stewardess for them. Of course, we had box lunches, and I served coffee, and it was a lot of fun. It got me away for the weekend or for the week, and all I had to do is just go with them, and Milo Gaffey was one of the pilots, and we flew out of Wien Airport, which is out there where the library is now. Part of it, anyway.
And how long did you do that?
Oh, I only went on occasions.
Uh-huh. Tell me, you went down to Seattle then?
Right.
And how much was the fare to Seattle?
I believe it was around $55 or $65, something
that,
like that.
Big, big money in those days.
Yes, that was one-way fare.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it's a little higher than that today. You worked extensively in a lot of activities around.
Oh, yes.
You know, you worked with the Girl Scouts.
Right. I was camp chairman, and that was in 1953 that we were building the kitchen. It was house. I would take my car, and Bob would take his car. We'd take people out there to work, and we'd get volunteers. And we finally got a kitchen built for the Girl Scout, and that was a lot of fun.
And how long did you work with the Girl Scouts then?
Oh, off and on for quite a few years, but I was only camp chairman for until we got the building built, let's put it that way.
And you've also served as president and past president of the VFW Auxiliary, and that's the
right.
Number 3629. What does that mean? What is a VFW Auxiliary?
Well, we are just the auxiliary. We have a post home at 3535 Holt Road. That's right off of Van Horn Road, and all of the service people, the veterans and all, are invited to come out at all time. And they are preparing for a move now over on 40 Mile downtown. Hopefully they'll be able to do a little more business. That is quite a ways out, and so they'll be making a move by the 1st of January.
Carrying on in your participation in different kind of social clubs, I noticed that in one case you of course are a life member of Auxiliary Number 8 Pioneers of Alaska. And what is the criteria for becoming a member of the Pioneers of Alaska? And then I'm going to take that a step farther, because you're also a member of the Alaska Yukon Pioneers. But right now, let's just talk about being a member of Pioneers of Alaska.
Well, to be a member of the Pioneers of Alaska, you have to live here 30 years.
And so then what do you do after that 30 years? Do you approach?
Yes, you're just one of the old-timers.
You're just one of the old-timers. how many just one of the old-timers do you have in?
There's hundreds of them. Oh, hundreds.
That's hundreds in Fairbanks or hundreds?
Yes, hundreds in Fairbanks, yes.
There's
a lot of pioneers, and they all stick together.
They all stick together. What is
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell me, what is
they're
that?
They're all good friends.
They're all good friends.
And they're people that have been here for years and helped Alaska grow. And most of them are older people, and they don't really want to ever leave this country.
You know, I had a rare opportunity here a couple of years ago. Well, actually, it was last year. I was down at Swede Hansen, I believe his name. Swede, I know. And he's from Petersburg, and he was the past president. That was in, let's see, he had been 86 president of the Pioneers statewide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he gave me quite a chat on the Pioneers from his perspective. How is it from your perspective? You all stick together. You have a good time. Do you have meetings?
Oh, yes. They have two meetings, I believe, a month now. And then they have the Pioneer Picnic somewhere. And then they have a sort of a convention once a year in different towns. And they all go. I have been to the... I went to the picnic last year. This year I didn't get to go, but last year I went and we had lots of fun.
Okay, when you go to these, when you go to the picnic, is that held in the same place each year, or is it rotate around the state, or how does that work?
I'm not really sure about that, but it was in Wasilla last year, and they have a park that was dedicated, was donated and dedicated to the Pioneers of Alaska, and it's a gorgeous place to be.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Is that right along the lake there? By any chance?
No, it is. That I recall. I didn't see any lake around.
The now to take that, the Pioneers a step farther, they have local meetings. How about helping me out here? If you want to talk to anybody that might like to come and join me here on KFAR and on Alaska Gold Trails and have some fun talking on the radio and tell about their life and what they've done in Alaska and what Alaska was like in the early years, I'd be happy to know about them. So if lead them our way here, we'll put them on the radio.
If they can't get a hold of you, they can get a hold of me, and I'll holler at you across the street.
Okay, kid, I'd love to have
them.
Hey, let's listen to this.
The United States Marine Corps' 213th birthday ball will be held at the Eagles Hall Friday, November 11th from 6 p.m. until 1 a.m. All active duty Marines, former Marines, and public are invited. Tickets are available at the Fairbanks Hotel, Martin Bookstore in the Northward Building, John's Tire Shop in Cripple Creek, and on weekends at the Bentley, Gavore, and University Malls. For further information, call Corky Corcoran at 456-5421. Semper Fi.
You folks know we're always looking for better and more innovative ways to help you buy a new car or truck. Well, try this one on Precise. I have 20 brand new Tempos. You rent one of them for up to 4 months. At the end of 4 months, you want to buy it. We'll apply all your rental fees to the down payment. That should be enough. You decide you don't want the car, bring us the car, hand us the keys, go on your merry way. Now, you can't get this deal anyplace else in this part of the world, but you can get it right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln Mercury. See you here.
I want to talk just a minute about Days in downtown Anchorage, Alaska. If you're traveling out of town and going towards Anchorage and you need a fine place to stay, Days in wants you to know that you can get call for reservations at 325-2525, and they have a wide variety of nice accommodations for you, and suggest that a favorite with all Fairbanks mining types that are traveling. The Days Inn Anchorage offers economy and convenience. Located downtown, you're within easy walking distance of all downtown businesses and popular tourist attractions. And they invite you to visit the Anchorage Days Inn Hotel. You will experience a relaxed atmosphere designed with your comfort in mind and efficient, friendly staff to assist you with your special needs. It's just 14 minutes from the Anchorage International Airport and 5 minutes from Merrill Field, and 6 blocks from the train station. Days in Anchorage is ideally located in the heart of Anchorage. And once again, for reservations, call 800-325-2525. That's Days in downtown Anchorage. Once again, I'd like to inform our listening audience that we are here with Mrs. Cowgill, and she would like to have a phone call from you if you have a question or would like to talk to her about some of the...
Not really.
You're scared of that phone, are you, Janet?
Yeah.
Janet, there's a couple of activities that you entered into in the earlier days, and around, you came to Alaska in 1948. One of the things, and I want to go into a lot of detail here, was the Winter Carnival. That was a real big thing back in the early days when you arrived.
Right.
And I think it increased in magnitude.
Oh, yes.
During your participation. Tell us about that.
Well, in 1953, the Junior Chamber of Commerce was trying to get the Winter Carnival going again because it had stopped for a couple of years, or maybe 3 years, but 2 years for sure. So I knew most of the fellows in the Chamber of Commerce, our Junior Chamber, and they were all nice, real nice guys. And we had been friends for some time. So, and Bill Fitzgerald, we knew him real well. My husband did business with him, and he was the ice man. So we got to talking, and he agreed that he would go out and cut the ice just for the, it was almost nothing, just for the price of the whatever he had to spend to cut it, which was very little. So we all worked together. And we had our office down in the Grammon building. And we gave a car away that year. And we had lots of fun doing that. But we started the Winter Carnival again.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it on the ice. And they can't do that anymore. But it was on the ice. It was right down there at Wendell, you know, between Wendell and the Cushman Bridge.
I was here that particular year that they had the big carnival, and I recall that they had on the ice, they also had dog races up and down Chena. Didn't they even have automobile races on the ice during that period of time?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they had, I think they had some automobile races. They just had all kinds mm-hmm. of activities going on. It was all conducted on the ice there mm-hmm. off of First Avenue, wasn't it, right there?
Oh, yes, it used to be very thick. But the year that I ran the office, I was the office manager, we were able to bring the reindeers. Wing Airlines brought up the reindeers, and we brought up a bunch of natives from the villages. And they would... we paid their way, and they would eat at the model and charge their food, and then we'd pick up the bill for them.
About this ice throne, let me just jump back a little bit. When Bill Fitzgerald brought in the ice, is that correct?
Yes.
And how big was this?
Well, he would cut it himself. He has a cutter.
I see.
And I believe he has donated it to the Winter Carnival Association if they will use it.
I see. And how big was that throne that he...
Oh, it's big. I don't know really how big, but there is pictures of all the thrones. And they're quite large. I don't know how big it was,
uh-huh.
but it was big.
Uh-huh. And tell us then, who was the queen?
Merle Hagberg.
Merle Hagberg.
She was a beautiful girl, too, and she still is. I saw her at her mother's 80th birthday party, and she's just as pretty now as she was then, I think.
And you had, of course, at that time, we had participation from the people at Ladd Air Force. You know, a lot of people...
Oh, yes,
A lot of people in Fairbanks don't know that Fort Wainwright is... previous name was. Is that
That's
a good
right.
contest thing?
Well, I always like Ladd myself.
Yeah. Ladd Air Force Base.
Right. Uh-huh.
And
yes.
they participated heavily in that ice carnival.
Yes. They helped in many ways. I know when I was camp chairman of the Girl Scouts, they helped me an awful lot because I would go out and get food. I think that's about the first time in history they had ever let food get off of that base for someone like a club or organization.
Mm-hmm. I want to once again, Janet, remind the listening audience that we're here on Alaska Gold Trails with Janet Cowgill, And if you have a question of Janet and want to talk about some of these things that she's been participating in over the years, give us a call here, and the number is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. And I'd like to talk about one of my big sponsors. And I'd like to explain clearly what a sponsor is. I have four sponsors, as I pointed out clearly in the early part of the program. And these are people who are contributing to the pioneers and to the mining industry and provide this program in cooperation with KFAR Radio and the University of Alaska Mining Extension Program for your interest. And I'm particularly proud of these four sponsors for staying with me through these past 2 years. One of the sponsors and some of the people that have contributed heavily to the economy of the Fairbanks area, of course, is Hector's Welding, and they are tightly involved in the mining industry and the improvement of the mining industry. And Hector's, of course, is located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway, and they've been serving Alaska for many, many years, not only in the mining industry, but in the construction industry as well. They've been fabricating heavy equipment and heavy truck bodies for years. They have roughly 14,400 square foot of shop capable of handling perhaps the most demanding work quickly and efficiently. And they have a list of services that is phenomenal. And among them, of course, is those types of services which are directed towards the mining industry, such as replacing dozer blade liners and rebuilding loader buckets and ripper shanks. And, of course, they do all types of heavy equipment repairs and modifications, and then again, along with mining equipment fabrication, which is their specialty, you wouldn't want to forget that. Recently, they built a fabulous sluicing system for one of the larger mining operations here in the Fairbanks area, which has come down and is recognized as one of the finest fine gold recovery systems in the state. And they are the leaders, I understand, in the world in sluice box design and fabrication. So if you poor people out there want to get rich, and you rich people out there want to get richer and want to do it through the placer mining industry, give Hector's a call out there at 13 Mile Richardson Highway, and their phone number is 488-6432, and you tell them that you heard about them here on Alaska Gold Trails with Jim Madonna. And right now we're going back to Janet. Janet, I want to hear a little bit. You did a lot of work with the Cancer Society.
Right. I still do.
You still do. Tell us a little bit about the Cancer Society.
Well, the American Cancer Society, we have a loan closet. We can, Connie Coffey's in charge of that. And we have been able to get quite a bit of equipment. We have to, we help everyone that we can. And we are preparing now for, Sonia Yonker and myself are preparing for a second year of a letter write out. And we hope to have that done before the month is over. But I am, right now, I am the state chairman, memorial chairman.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been with the...
Oh, about 20-some years.
You've been with the...
In fact, I've been with all of these organizations for around 25. I'm also past president of the Emerum Club, which was in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
But I belong to the Moose and the Eagles and the Eastern Star and I don't know.
Is there any club that you don't belong to, Janet?
Well, I joined them back when many years ago, and I just kept paying my dues. So as long as I pay my dues, I'm not active in all of these. I am active in the VFW and the American Cancer Society, and I try to help out in the others now and then.
Well, Janet, I think you've been extremely helpful in all areas here in the Fairbanks area, and you've contributed significantly to the benefit of the community. And I, of course, want to thank you for participating with me here today on Alaska Gold Trails.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it. We'll be right back.
once again, the time slipped away, folks. I want to thank Janet Cowgill for participating with us today and sharing her time with us. I also want to thank the listening audience for taking part in the program. Next week's guest, and you'll never guess who he might be, but it's the other half. It's Bob Cowgill, going to be right here on KFAR Radio, 660 on your radio dial on Alaska Gold Trails with Jim Madonna. Folks, it's been fun. Thank you for listening to the show, and until next week, happy prospecting.